You know, when you travel, you really want to experience another culture. But for novelist and day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro, maybe the less verisimilitude, the better, at least when confronting what's for dinner.
Recently, I was in Peru, in the highlands of the Cordillera Blanca, hanging out in small villages where the people spoke fluent Quechua but little Spanish. There, I ate cuy, which is guinea pig. I must confess, I'm still mulling this over. I'm not used to watching cute rodents running around, only to meet them an hour later, stretched across my plate, claws and head intact, their sharp front teeth pointing upward. This bothered me. It shook me. I ate three of them. I once prided myself for eating just about anything. Roasted ants in Guatemala, a tepezcuintle in the jungle, another rodent, I think, though big like a hog. But the cuy did me in. To me, it's a little fellow you buy at Petco. In Peru, it's sacred. And it's authentic. Unlike the Mexican restaurant in Anytown, USA, we know that the pile of melted cheese oozing over a fat, missile-shaped cylinder of beans and chicken, well, nah. That ain't a burrito. It's not even a burrito's cousin. It's been Americanized, which I'm not sure if it means made less tasty or filled with more carbs. But things are changing. Once in Atlanta, I stopped in a Mexican restaurant and, surprise, they were serving menudo, stomach soup. And on Saturday afternoons, they served up tacos de seso, brain tacos. The place filled with people from back home. And Spanish took over. You could feel the intimacy in the place, hot as the habanero peppers strewn across the tables. In real ethnic restaurants, everyone knows who you are. Not like Cheers, where they know your name. I mean who you are. Back in Peru, my new friends had my number pretty quick. He's a gringo, but speaks Spanish, seems friendly enough, and hey, he's eating cuy. Here, in a Mexican restaurant that serves the intestine soup, I'm a gringo. This may be my country, but in their establishment, I'm a foreigner. That's okay. The menudo's authentic. And really, isn't that all we want from our meals, from our friends? Authenticity.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is the author of the Romelia Chacon crime series.